Failing to address the tax code earlier this year, tax reform has become one of the main priorities for state lawmakers during the legislature's downtime.
The whole state of Utah is expected to have a doubling of the population over the next 30 to 40 years. And I ask everyone here today, what does that look like?
That was Republican Senate President Wayne Niederhauser speaking at June's revenue and tax meeting.
We want it to look a lot like what we have today, quality of life, and have an environment where people can have good jobs and prosper. I'm here to say that I think that our tax structure is not what it needs to be to meet those demands going forward.
The next tax meeting will be held in August. While the state legislature will continue to discuss a host of reforms, including simplifying the state tax code and re-evaluating tax breaks, a policy group known as Americans for Prosperity claims it's identified $43 million in what they deem wasteful spending in Utah.
We wanted to go back and just start the conversation about whether or not some of these projects are really in the purview of government and really should be money that is spent out of our tax coffers, or are these things that private business could do a better job at funding.
That was Evelyn Everton, director of AFP's Utah chapter. Her group claims that there are several pet projects and frivolous handouts lawmakers spend on which come at the expense of core services.
One of those was $250,000 to just tell Utahns that they shouldn't eat too much. And we certainly think that there's probably other groups that are already doing that, or that, you know, Utahns probably are already aware that eating too much results in bad health.
I asked Everton if she was able to meet with any state legislators about AFP's report in person. She said they had not. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock in Logan.